The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
With Anton in for Pat, four communities in Waterford have come together in a bid to accelerate the county's transition to becoming climate neutral by 2040. ACT Waterford involves artistic projects on topics ranging from public transport to domestic energy use to the role of water in the restoration of nature. And here to tell us all about it, we're joined in studio by Nollaig Healy, who is project manager of ACT Waterford, Joanne Donoghue and Kieran McBride, both of whom are two of the artists involved in the initiative. Folks, you're all very welcome.
Thank you.
Nollaig, explain it.
Hi, I'm Anton. It's great to be here. So ACT Waterford is a creative climate action project. It's presented by the South East Technological University and Waterford City and County Council, and it is funded by Creative Ireland. So we started last November. We put a call out for creatives on those five creative or climate themes that you mentioned. And we had proposals in from a number of different artists too, of Joanne and Kieran, and they put forward their plans to engage with the communities on the different topics. So this is a year-round project.
And is it to try to persuade the communities to take faster climate action?
Yes. So it's to highlight, you know, awareness and move from awareness to action. And it's all about getting people to take, you know, small steps, the kind of low pain points that they can, you know, like single-use plants, plastics or water. So Kieran's project is all about highlighting the preciousness of water, and Joanne's project is on suburban transport. And then we have three other projects: energy use in Ballybeg with Waterford Walls, responsible consumption with an online community with Slea Waterford, and then we have greening the city in Ballybricken, which is a very kind of one of the oldest parts of the city.
Well, let us start off then with the water one. Kieran, you got the brief to say what? Make people care more about local rivers and waterways, or was it more detailed and specific?
Well, no, it was coming from my own interest as well, and the project is actually, my strand is actually called For the Love of Water, and I think it's actually in the title. It was really to kind of, rather than kind of hit people over the head with the fear and the awfulness of what we know is going on with climate change, we wanted to remind people of their love of water.
And what did you come up with?
Well, we came up with a whole series of events under a festival called For the Love of Water, which we held in Kilmacthomas in a teepee. And in that, we had loads of different people. So we had Susie Kahn from Carrigdora in Glenelly, which is a permaculture educational centre. And she came down and gave us a workshop called Water is Life, where we discovered the incredible diversity of life forms, small miniature life forms, in one tiny little bit of the river. We had Katie McShane come from Balmaspittle from Wise Water, and she gave an incredibly moving ceremony where we celebrated the beauty and importance of the River Mahon. So we did drumming circles. We got lots of different types of engagement from different people because we knew different people would be interested in different things. So we did a walk through the Crewe Woods and had a picnic and went swimming in the River Mahon. So it was really diverse, different types of events that were all held in or near the teepee that we constructed in Kilmacthomas.
Now, this is always a difficult question to ask of an artist because there is, of course, the merit of art for art's sake. But do you have an objective in this, or is it simply to stimulate consideration and reflection?
Yes, because I think that if you think about anything that you really, really care about and that you love, you don't want to abuse it or hurt it. So we wanted to remind people of how important it is to remember how much we love our water, so that it kind of edges people towards that. You don't want to be part of the problem, you want to be part of the solution. And so one aspect of the project that I just wanted to remember to say to you is that we did one event within the project where we got people to make a promise, and it was a kind of reciprocal arrangement. We said, if you make a mask all from organic material, you become a water warrior. You have to take the oath of the water warrior, and you make a promise to protect water, and you enter the pantheon of water warriors. So we have a whole bunch of water warriors who've sprung out of this project, and that will become an exhibition which will be a shrine to the water warrior.
Is this a paid position, or is it a volunteer one acting as a water warrior?
It's for the love of water.
Meanwhile, while he's recruiting water warriors, Joanne, what were you doing?
Hi, how's it going? I have been down on the Dunmore Road, and my task is to work creatively to engage with the residents of the Dunmore Road in the conversation around leaving the car at home and taking the bus for a change, which is, everyone will think that's such a challenge. And it is, but it's one that I am embracing. So I'm really conscious at the moment to talk to the residents of the Dunmore Road, because I know loads of them are listeners. And that my project is ongoing. At the moment, I am looking for residents to get in touch, tell me their horror bus stories, their bad stories, tell me their great bus experiences. And out of that, I think you can start to really see, you know, maybe why people are not taking the bus, and maybe convince them otherwise.
You come equipped today with an inflatable planet Earth.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I suppose as an artist, I am, you know, a visual creature. And I thought, you know, if it's just me wandering around down on the Dunmore Road, I need to be seen. And I just started to carry it around with me. And, you know, once you are doing something out of the ordinary, I think people are will stop and they'll talk to you. And
so it puts a smile on people's face. If they see a woman carrying an inflatable planet Earth,
yes,
statistically it's likely to be you, and they should approach you and talk to you about taking the bus.
And it's okay, yeah, to talk to me. Yeah, so it started with that, and I realised that the visual is a great, you know, it's great to get people to talk. So now I have moved on. You know, I had some conversations and gathered my stories and decided to put some posters on the bus shelters down on the Dunmore Road, because that makes sense. So people could see themselves in their own area, and people on the bus shelter could see themselves on the bus shelter. I thought that was kind of interesting. And then, and now I'm wrapping trees. I'm wrapping trees in estates to also create little flagpoles for people to further come and talk to me.
What are you wrapping them with?
I'm wrapping them with wool.
You're wrapping trees in wool.
Yes, I have actually become a tree hugger, like the me that the artist. So,
are you knitting blankets to wrap them?
No, it's actually very simple. I thought, like, how can I? You know, I tried online, you know, trying to reach out and get people to talk to me, and it's not as easy actually as you think. And I thought, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go and sit on the beautiful estates. Like the green areas in the estates on the Dunmore Road are so gorgeous, and they're full of the most beautiful trees. And there's not a whole lot going on, you know, on the green areas. So I thought, if I just, you know, hang out, which I just, you know, just hang out, people will kind of come. And I thought, well, I won't just sit there doing absolutely nothing.
I'll wrap a tree in wool.
I'll make some art. Yeah, I'll create a little, you know, something. And I thought people could come and help me do it. And actually what happened was when people do come, and they are kind of open, like they don't have to stay for long, but I found that once they sit opposite you and we're both wrapping our tree together, it's kind of like being in the car when, you know, maybe you're trying to have like a semi-serious conversation. It's quite effective because there's no eye contact, and it kind of becomes very interesting.
How many trees have you wrapped at this point?
I've done three. As I said, I'm in the middle of this project.
Well, there's a call out for you. If you are spotted carrying the planet,
yes,
around Dunmore Road, people can join you to wrap
please
it further
do
trees.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be delighted.
Is this not likely to be something that is going to be a yearly event, or is this a once off?
Well, we definitely hope that it would extend beyond this year. Like, I think, you know, this year we have really spread out into the communities. Like, Kieran has joined walking groups. We've been talking to the Cumara sheep farmers. We've been talking to a diverse range of people, and they're all really interested in this. And we've started running workshops, and they're all participating. So really, I think this is the foundation for a much bigger project. So if anybody is looking for more information, we have a website, actwaterford.ie, and social media channels, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, all Act Waterford.
And are you still recruiting water warriors, Kieran, if somebody wants to join up?
Yes, I am. We did we started with All Together Now, and we got loads of water warriors there. We continued in Kilmacthomas, and we hope to do some more water warriors, and we'll bring them into the pantheon of water warriors.
Yeah, and we've also been working with a number of other festivals. Like, we're very lucky in Waterford. We've All Together Now, we've Spree, Harvest, Waterford Walls. So all of these festivals we've participating in. So we're out there in the community spreading the word.
Act.ie or
ActWaterford.ie.
ActWaterford.ie if you want to get in touch. Big thank you to Nolly Healy from Act Waterford, where she is the project manager, to Joanne Donoghue and to Kieran McBride, both of them artists working on the project.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.